Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting eighth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Dave Edwards. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jerry Kuzman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting sixth. The catcher, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting seventh. The DH, Bill Naerodny. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Joe Gates. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ed Farmer. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smalley scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Torres. Cubbage reaches second base with a double. Adams moves to third. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister takes first base on ball four. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bannister. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Bannister steals second. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bannister moves to third. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Torres. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smalley scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Landreau moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Landreau moves to third. Adams moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates fields it and throws to second for the out. Landreau scores. Adams moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Lemon moves to third. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Landreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cubbage hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0 for 1 in the game. Naorodny hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres strikes out. Two outs. Joe Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 0 for 1 in the game. Gates bunts towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wilfong hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gates fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington strikes out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 2 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landreau who is chasing the ball. Pryor reaches third base with a triple. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to home to get Pryor. score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bannister fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Smalley bunts towards the mound. Farmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Powell moves to second. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Powell moves to third. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Powell tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Farmer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Castano now playing third base. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0 for 2 in the game. Naorodny hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Edwards. Naorodny reaches second base with a double. Nordhagen moves to third. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. Torres strikes out. Two outs. Junior Moore pinch hits for Joe Gates. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Junior Moore now playing second base. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilfong hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Nordhagen and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 3 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bannister fields it and throws to home to get Jackson. Weiniger moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Torres. Powell reaches second base with a double. Weiniger scores. Edwards goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Twins. Rich Hinton now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Smalley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Torres. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Powell scores. It's 7-0, Twins. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landreau. Washington reaches second base with a double. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Pryor strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington scores. It's 7-1, Twins. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Nordhagen hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Schuler now pitching. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano bunts towards the mound. Schuler fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilfong strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Naorodny hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-3 in the game. Torres hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.